amen. Everybody, praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be with you today. I'm trying to make more sure that I can hear myself. Just check a couple of things here. Amen. Just make sure everything is working according to plan. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. I got to do that. Amen. There should be no feedback now. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully you can hear me clearly. You can just go ahead and get started. I'm glad to be with you on this Resurrected Sunday. Okay. This is Reverend Ray. This is when Christians Speak Talk Radio, the broadcast today is called The Bread of Life. Amen. The topic will be the chosen one, the Christ. And we're going to come out of Acts in Matthew chapter 28. We're going to talk just for a little bit, but I'm not going to be with you long and everything. But I just bless God for this opportunity on this Resurrection Sunday. And then the way I look at it is that we should celebrate every day as a Resurrection Sunday. You know, it's not just Easter, but not Easter, because Easter is more of a pagan holiday. It's got nothing to do with Easter eggs and bunny rabbits and all that kind of stuff. Okay, this is a day that has been set aside by man. Amen. So we worship God. We worship our Lord Jesus Christ every single day for the things that he has done for us in our life. Amen. So with that being said, let me go ahead and just remember to do a quick announcement, let you everybody know that His Abounding Grace Minister, Master Webbs, is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. To Claim to Finish with Reverend Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy, amen, it's every first, second, and fourth Friday, amen. The Bread of Life is every first and third Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen. That prayer is Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The dial number is 267-807-9605. The access code is 732-499. Okay. Our monthly broadcast is as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration with the Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart. Amen. With a panel of different people. It's every third Friday at 7 p.m. The Bold and Beautiful. It's every second Sunday at 10 a.m. It's Give for the Young People. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. It's every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson. It's every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And Spiritual Nuggets of Truth will air every second and fourth Monday at 8 p.m., the Minister Carmen A. Booker. Let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, we come today first to thank you for a day that we have set aside to the Jew that rose from the dead, God. Hey, Lord Jesus, that you have risen, that you are no longer in the grave, but you have risen, Lord Jesus, for us, God, that you paid the price on the cross for us. And we are grateful today, God. We celebrate every single day, Lord Jesus, that you are alive and not dead, that you are no longer in the tomb, Lord Jesus. We want to celebrate through the way that we live our life, Lord Jesus, with you, God. We want to celebrate, God, by the things that comes out of our mouth with you, concerning you, God. But everything that we do, Lord Jesus, is done in decency in order to worship you, to magnify you, to glorify you, to give you all the praise. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for the blood that was shed for us on the cross, God. You know, every drop of blood that was shed that we might have life, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for even that the going back up to heaven, that you might see the Comforter to bring comfort and bring peace and bring all things back to you. And we are grateful today for what you have done in life. We will forever give you all the praise, all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. Amen. Again, I want to just thank you for being with me today. I hope and pray that the broadcast be a blessing to you. Amen. I know that this will be a blessing to me, for God is faithful in all that he do and everything. And he's just faithful, man. Amen. He's just faithful in all that he do. I'm just
faithful in all that he do and everything. And he's just faithful, man.
Amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started. We're coming out of Matthew chapter 28. We're going to just do some reading. And like I said, I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want to share some things with you. Amen. I just want to share a few things. Well, this is after the death of Christ. He's gone down to the cross. He did the last singing and everything. And this is what they call, they said it to be like 3 days later. Amen. He died, and he went through the trial and tribulations and everything. They pierced him in the side, and, you know, they didn't break his bone because he was already had passed on. Amen. So this is under, it says, beginning of verse, Matthew 28, verses 1. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, at its beginning to dawn, towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sculpture. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it, except it being that place that was inside the mountain that had been carved out so they can bury people and stuff like that. And Jesus was put in a scepter, so to speak, which was in the second year, which was a tomb. So he was inside of a tomb. And it says, and go back to verse 3, it says, his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. This is the angel of the Lord that descended from heaven and came and rolled back his snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. When they saw these angels, they couldn't move. The fear was so great that they became like dead men. You know, they became dead. Can you imagine somebody seeing something and all of it, and they're shaking the whole time? They couldn't stop shaking, and they couldn't speak, and they couldn't do anything. All they did could do was to see this great thing. I mean, many of us, and a lot of us have not seen an angel ever more, but I would believe if we saw an angel, it would be something that we would remember forever in a day, you know, and no doubt there may be some shaking going on, you know, and everything like that. And verse 5 said, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. The angel spoke to them. He said, he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come to the place where the Lord lay. The angel not only spoke to them, but gave them instruction. Let me show you where he used to lay. You can see for yourself. You don't have to believe my word, but see for yourself. And then it said, verse 17, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes forth before you into Galilee. And there shall you see him. So lo, I have told you. In other words, I have told you this thing. Now you've seen it, so you know for a fact that it's true. And he ain't here and everything. You see my countenance. You know that I'm an angel and everything like that. And go. And the Bible says in verse 8, they departed quickly from the sculpture with fear and great joy. No doubt there was some fear that they saw an angel and was able to tell somebody about it, able to live about it. Then it wasn't like the men that was watching over the tomb and stuff like that. They couldn't move, but they was able to move, and they departed quickly from the sculpture with fear and great joy. Why was the joy? Because their Savior, their Master, the Lord was alive. He had risen from the dead. He was alive, and did run to bring his disciples where they did run. They ran, you know, no doubt, running to bring the good news to the disciples. They were, to my perspective, they were the first evangelists to bring the good news or the good tidings of a resurrected Savior. They did it. These women and stuff like that, they're doing that time. They did get a lot of props, was considered to be, in some circles, property. They didn't have any say-so, but they was the first one that got the word. angel spoke for spoke to them first, not a man, but to them first. Verse 9 says, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Jesus appeared before them as he was going to meet the disciples. And they then said Jesus to them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, that they should see me. Remember, he gave them confirming all everything that the angels already said. So now they actually see him. And they fell at his feet and began to worship him. Can you imagine that? You know, you see Jesus and you know now that you're feeling his feet and you know that he's real and everything like that. You see him and everything, and you're worshiping him, you glorify him because he is alive. This is somebody that you have been following in for 3 years. This is someone that you knew about the promise of the Messiah, and this was him, and you were looking at him. He was a living testimony to you that you saw what you saw. And then he said, verse 11 said, now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came to the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. In other words, those that was on watch went into the chief priest and told them all the things that was done. They told them about the angel. They told them about everything. They didn't hold it from the chief priest. And it says that when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept. Why? Because if this had gotten out, man, if this had gotten out in that time frame, it would have been even larger than ever. But they wanted to keep a hush-hush. It's always like an enemy to want to keep something like that major hush-hush, and not to stir the people up and everything like that. And it says that if this comes to the governor's ear, we will persuade him as to kill you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. It says, then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had taught them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Some doubted. They worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He gave them instructions to go. You know, he proved that he was even the son of God. And there's another book that deals with doubting Thomas and everything. That Thomas, unless I see him and feel his hands and his feet, and was able to put my hand in the wounds on the side, that I won't believe. And Scripture goes on to where Thomas said, tell him, Thomas, believe. Thomas, you believe because you see me, but blessed be those that have never seen that will believe, man. You know, Jesus Christ is risen. You know, he's no longer in the grave. We don't even recognize him. From my perspective, I think some religion believe that he's still on the cross. They have emblem of him on the cross. He's not on the cross anymore. He's not on the cross anymore. He's going back up to glory to prepare a place for us, a place without spot or wrinkle, a place that has not been built with hands, a place that we can come home to, that we may dwell with him and he'll dwell with us, y'all. That's what he's doing. You know, that's where he's at. He's been an advocate to the Father and stuff like that. That's what he is. That he's an advocate to the Father. That's what he's doing, and that's what he is. All for the sake of us. God loves us just that much. And I can't even imagine all the different things that have taken place. That Christ rise from the dead. All the miracles that took place when he rose from the dead. He's risen. He's no longer dead. He's no longer in the ground and stuff like that. He's no longer in the ground, y'all. We got something to praise God for. We do. Yeah. And then in Mark chapter 6, they didn't believe it was Jesus. They believed that it was John the Baptist that had risen from the dead and everything like that. And let me go ahead and read it. No, that's something else. That's not where I wanted to go. Amen. That's not where I want to go. Amen. Let just read a couple more scriptures here. In fact, it's Mark chapter 16:14, and it says, after he appeared to the 11, as they said at meat, and unbraided with them their unbelief and the hardness of the heart, because they believed not that which had seen him after he was risen. Okay? He was risen, man. You know, he was no longer dead. Yeah. You know, all through the scriptures, the gospel, they're talking about he's been risen. You know, in Luke 24:6, it says, he is not here, but risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Yeah. And it says, they said, the Lord is risen indeed and appeared unto Simon. He began to show himself to the disciples over a period of time to prove that he was no longer dead, that he was risen. And everything. That was proof of that. Wait, but this is the Son of the living God, you know. You know, they, at that point, they was willing. You know, like that first day, it was fearful. They was hiding out in homes and in different places because they believed that if the Jews was willing to kill him, that they were willing to kill them too, also disciples. But he came to them in their midst and showed himself. Christ is risen. He is risen for you, and he's risen for me. We don't have to worry about anything. All we got to do is turn to him and depend on him and let him be our God and let him be our Lord and our Savior. There is truly none like him in all the earth. Amen. And like I said, I'm going to be for you, but I want to talk this message that he is risen. He's the risen one. He's the Christ, you know. He is the Son of the living God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He can do all things. There's nothing too hard for God to do. Amen. And I just want to let you know that this is a day that we celebrate, that the world has put aside for celebration, the Christian ring and everything. But we celebrate every day for what Jesus did on the cross. We celebrate every single thing that he did, from birth to death and to resurrection. We celebrate all of that. You know, because without him, we won't be able to have eternal life. Without him, we wouldn't have an advocate to the Father. Without him, we wouldn't be able to do all things, because he's the one that strengthened him. He is risen. He's alive. And he's alive forevermore. You know, and something. If we can depend on him, he's I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He's there for us. Amen. So that's all, y'all. That's all I got. A short message. But God bless you, and thank you for listening. God bless you.